Jr.'s father, Maymon Sr., began his career in Natchez, Mississippi, building homes and churches in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Like so many others, he brought his family north for the promise of a better future. He settled in Gary and for 12 years worked for Andrew Means, building projects like Means Manor. In 1958, Maymon Powers Sr. started Powers Construction. He partnered with Holly Winters. And in 1967, he branched off and founded Powers & Sons Construction. The first major commercial project was the Salvation Army at 11th and Grant. Their resume also includes the Railcat Stadium in downtown Gary.
Yeah, it was a great project, a great opportunity. Probably wasn't our most challenging project. You know, there are projects that you do along the way that really make a difference, and certainly that was a great opportunity. Probably our most challenging project was building the tunnels at O'Hare. If you recall how O'Hare is structured, there's a parking garage and there are tunnels that go from the parking garage over to the terminals. But we had the opportunity to build one of those tunnels for pedestrians and for mechanical purposes. And that was probably clearly our most challenging project at that time, and maybe even still today. And it was a real learning experience for us. That one jumps out, the convention center, our first convention center in Indianapolis. It was about 160,000 square foot addition that we were able to build for the city of Indianapolis. We actually had the opportunity to implode Market Square Arena. Implosion is when you demolish a building by dynamiting it. And so we learned the process for implosion and how that all works, and making sure that when the building does collapse from the explosion, if you will, that it actually implodes and goes in rather than out.
More projects followed, each one of them a monument to his family's entrepreneurial spirit. Maymon Powers Jr. was lucky to have a good example set by his father and others.
I was always around African-American entrepreneurs. Literally, our father never had a job. He always was in business or was a vice president for Means Developers, and I watched Andrew Means as a builder build subdivisions that people were very proud to live in the 40s and 50s, and got to learn later on how he accomplished that, because to be able to accomplish that feat when most African Americans couldn't get mortgages, and how do you finance the land to be able to make all this happen, the genius that it took to accomplish that is really quite amazing. It's quite a story how he was able to make all of that happen. And so I marvel at how they accomplished things with much less opportunity than we have today. And that always became my motivation, that they did more with less, and what's your problem? Why can't you do more with more? And so that became my motivation.
Today, Powers & Sons Construction has 70 team members and offices in Indianapolis, Chicago, and here in Gary. Since 1974, Powers has been on the Black Enterprise list of 100 top black businesses in the country. This year, they've been named the Company of the Year. To put it into perspective, it's kind of like being featured in Ebony or Jet magazine for African Americans. It's a confirmation that you've made it.
So I think they perhaps looked at that longevity and decided to select us as Company of the Year for 2017. So it was a total surprise when they called and said that they wanted to bestow that honor upon us, which was one that it is a great honor. And again, we were just totally shocked, because again, when you're in the midst of just trying to run a business and survive from day to day, you don't think about. Sometimes you don't think about what others see on the outside.
Chuck Hughes is executive director of the Gary Chamber of Commerce.
Where African Americans lived in Gary at the time, the more prominent areas were built by Powers and their partner Winters. So they've been around for a long time. And they've won various other awards as well, but to be designated as Business of the Year by Black Enterprise, that's a huge accomplishment. And they have been a company that we have pointed to for a long time, because they've hired a lot of local people over the years, and they've been a source of pride to us in the community.
Over all these years, Powers has learned some tough lessons, like how important it is not to grow too large too fast.
I think the biggest mistake that I've made and others can avoid, it gets back to what I talked about. One, stay focused on what your business objective is. Don't think that you can be everything for everybody. So if your mission is to, as I said, build houses, you know, stick to building houses and make sure you build them well before you start to do something else that's different. And you'll get tempted, and we get tempted all the time, to look at other opportunities outside of our core business. And I've just found it's better to stay with our core business. Once you have a little success, don't let that success go to your head, because you can be history just as quickly as you can be deemed successful.
So what does the future hold? Well, the next big project they're hoping for will be on Chicago's South Side, and it bears the name of Chicago's favorite son, Barack Obama.
Well, I guess I can say at this point probably the most exciting project that we're pursuing right now is the presidential library, the Obama Library. That's probably the most exciting thing that we're pursuing. So it's in the very early stages, but it is, I guess, public information that we are, along with, you know, we've put together a team to pursue that. And I know there's nothing that anyone else can build that we can't build. And so we've tried to impart that same type of motivation and passion with them, that anything anybody else can do, we can do, and we're just as smart as they are. Matter of fact, we're probably a little smarter, so, because we're still here.
In Gary, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.